The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Facebook group. Hey, podcast listeners. Good to have you. For those of you, yeah, you guys already know we're doing questions. We got it. You guys have questions. We got answers. If you want to ask a question, email support at growmycleaningcompany.com. Join our Facebook group. Ask Lindsay. She'll take care of you. Let's get right in. Who do you got? What's going on? How can we help?
All right. Last week went so well that I thought I would ask the question better, like you phrased it last week, on what exactly is holding you back from growing your cleaning business. So we have some questions from last week. We have some new questions. I'm going to start with Ebony from the Facebook group. She said,
hold on. I just had a live idea that I'm going
to.
So I'm constantly preaching like the better the questions, the better the answer in life, not just for this little, 20 minutes we get to spend together. So I'm going to throw it out there, Lindsay. If you like it, you implement it. If you don't, smile and nod and then just do nothing. I won't know the difference. maybe we could do a, what's the best question you think cleaners should ask to grow? And then we'll even give a prize for whoever enters the best question. Like, oh, that's a good one. And then obviously I'll answer those questions that people think would be the best question. So then, as opposed to feeling like a jerk for rating the question, like that's a dumb question, here's a better question, I can be like, you're asking me to rate the question. So that'll be great. Then I can talk about why it's a good question or a bad question and I'll answer it regardless. But I think that might be fun, because again, getting you guys or getting all of us as business owners to ask better questions is, man, asking better questions leads to making better decisions. And that's pretty much it when it comes to owning a cleaning company, is asking the right questions, making the right decisions. It's not much. Okay, we're done. We'll see you next week. All right, fine. We'll talk about Ebony. What's going on?
First of all, I like that. That's a great idea. I just took a note, so I'm going to work on that. Hopefully for next week.
Shall happen. If you're listening to this live, start coming up with the best question. We'll have to think of a good prize for the best question.
Love it. All right, so Ebony said the number one thing holding her back from growing her cleaning business is not having a website. So Mike, I feel a rant coming on. Just going to let you go into that and give your insight.
I love, love, love this question because it is so far from the truth. So far from the truth. So I just turned 50 this year. So if y'all want someone young and smart, you might have to listen more to Lindsay or find another podcast altogether that's not tainted by age. But I remember when there was no websites. I already told you how old I am, so nothing I say is going to age me more. There was like the Yellow Pages. It was a big deal. Like, oh, we got our Yellow Page ad. And it was like $2,000-$3,000 a month for a little ad. Like you could spend $20,000 for, like, it was a ton of money for a couple million little, scraps of paper. Anyway, so I remember when the internet came, and I remember when websites came, and I remember when it was a big deal to be like, oh, we've got a website. Like it was a big deal. And then it was kind of like, well, of course you have a website. It's just like a given, right? Like I actually, when I was younger, you had an office. Like you weren't a real business if you had an office. Now it's like, bah. I would argue that websites really aren't a big deal anymore. The way it is with social and with reviews and things like that, I don't know how many people you guys hear within the sound of my voice. Guessing less than 1% of you are listening on our website, right? 99% are listening or watching through some third party, Spotify, Facebook, iTunes, whatever the case may be. So I think people get real fired up about a website thinking like, I'll just launch my website and then we'll be rich. Here's the God's honest truth. Nobody's going to come. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Right. If they do, they're going to check it amongst other things. Do they have an Instagram following? Do they have, and again, when I say following, like it doesn't even have to be like 10,000, 100,000 members, just like 600 members. And they posted recently, like just some sort of, is this business have a pulse? So they might go to the website. It's just kind of a, one of many checks of a 5 minute, in my say 5 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute, 30 second. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a piece of the puzzle, but nobody cares. And I've seen a bunch of websites, they suck. So here's the problems with the websites. One, nobody knows. When you do put it up, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. People completely misunderstand websites. Traffic is all that matters, right? And then when they do have a website, it's terrible. It's all about them and what they do, and nobody gives a crap about that. So I promise you, Ebony, promise you, the number one, two, three, four, five, 15 thing keeping you from growing your cleaning company is not having a website. Promise you, I don't even think we had a website. We had a ClickFunnels funnel where you could like go to a webinar and talk to one of our people, and we had our podcast. For a long time, we were well into million or multi-million dollar company before we did a website, and we have a website, and I like our website. We spent money on it, it looks great. I don't know if it makes us any money. It is guaranteed our success has nothing to do with our website. And if we didn't have that website tomorrow, it wouldn't affect anything. And 0% of our success is because we had that website. So just can't emphasize enough, guys, gals, what you really need is to be clear on who your customer is, be clear on what problem you solve for them, and find a way to communicate their pain to them where they go. They do not go to your website to solve their pain about getting more time with their family, cleaning their house, cleaning their business. They go lots of places. Trying to find your specific website ain't one of them. So can't emphasize enough. As promised, Lindsay says, Mike's going to rant. 6 minutes later, you got yourself a rant.
I'm actually impressed that you kept it to 6 minutes. That's
I know.
Good.
That's like a mini rant. I didn't even, get crazy. And I'm caffeinated fully. So I'm trying to, my old age is mellowing me out. I'm trying to be half a human here.
All right. Next up, we have Liz. This was actually a comment in the Facebook group from last week. She said, how do I let my clients accept that I will no longer be doing the cleaning?
That's a good question. All right. We're giving prizes for good questions, Liz. We've only had two, but you're in the running. You're number one so far. It's a great, great question. And by the way, I loved your question, Ebony, because if it sounded like I was picking you, I certainly wasn't meaning to. So many people have that question. That's why I liked it so well, is I wish I could be like, dumb Ebony, how dare you? Everyone, no, everyone asks that same, makes that same mistake. So thank you for letting me have a platform to talk about that. Okay. Back to our new friend, Liz. Believe it or not, Liz, I'm going to, as always, answer your question, but the real sale that you need to make is to Liz. That's the reality of it. We think, believe our customer. And again, you'll be screaming at the computer or whatever you're listening to, your phone, whatever you're listening on. No, Mike, my client specifically, I get it. I know. I'm not saying that they don't have thoughts and they haven't told you out loud in English, I only want you to clean. That said, clients want a lot of them. They don't really know what they want. So there was a time when I started that we didn't have Lindsay or Suzanne or Jack, any of the good people on the team. And I had that exact thought. Like today, I was like, oh, I've got a call before this. I'm going to have to not be able to go live. Jackson was like, oh, I'll jump on. And I had zero thoughts about, oh no, they need me. It's going to be me. And I promise you, at the beginning, I did everything one-on-one. And when I moved to group, all my one-on-one people were like, I don't know. Guess what? They switched with me and they went, oh, this is way better than before. So, and if one or two didn't, which I don't think they did, but it was years and years ago, fine. It's okay, right? So those one-on-one clients believed they needed me. And again, it's good for my ego to think I'm a unique human, and you are a unique human, Liz, but I'm the only one that can provide this result, which is not true, right? There's so many cleaners out there like, my cleaning is the best and it's magical. It's like, well, guess what? All y'all cleaning, you're the best. All y'all are claiming you are the best cleaners, and all y'all but one are lying, right? Because there can only be the one best. So it's good for the ego to be like, we have to be the one cleaning. It's bad for the schedule. It's bad for wanting to be able to have a life outside of cleaning. If you'd like to make money without physically being there and you're the only one that can do it, we got ourselves a problem. I use McDonald's all the time. The most profitable burger stand out there, best burger in the world, is probably somewhere in the middle of Texas, I'm guessing. Some dude, a crappy shack that's making himself with love, and they're the best burger. And that guy's making 42 grand a year and he's working hard. The worst burger in the world is McDonald's, but by golly, do they have a system, and it does not take Mr. McDonald or any of the shareholders, stockholders, CEO. Nobody has to be involved in that process. And when I go to the McDonald's in, up in New Jersey by Lindsay, I'm not like, where's Steve? Steve makes all of my Big Macs. I can't accept that. I need Steve making it. It would be ridiculous because every god dang Big Mac tastes the same as the other one. So what people really want is a consistent result that they can trust. and they don't know how to articulate in that mind, that in their mind, or they haven't thought it through. So they'll go what they don't want. So they know what they don't want, which is, I don't want someone here I don't trust or know or like, or it's going to make me feel uncomfortable, do a bad job. But they haven't really thought it through that deeply. So they'll just say something like, I want you, Lindsay, because Lindsay, I know Lindsay's been here and I like Lindsay. I know she does a good job. So what I really want is just this thing to be done without a lot of headache and without a lot of risk on my part. Lindsay fits all those buckets. So I make a false connection that Lindsay's the only person that fits all those buckets. That's not the truth. Funny thing is, when I did go from one-to-one coaching to a team, Lindsay's better at what she does than I am by a lot. Like, Suzanne's better at what she does than I am by a lot. And clients get it. They're like, holy crap. So for you, Liz, God forbid you get pregnant, get sick, take a vacation, get hit by a bus, don't feel like coming in, drunk, hungover, for whatever reason, but car breaks, you just can't come in. I guess that's just that, right? So what they really want is a consistent, trained person that they like and can trust in their home. And they really don't want just you, because they know you're a finite human being that can only be at one place at one time. And it's too much risk, right? Like, again, if everyone depended on me and something happened to me, I couldn't provide service. That's not good for my clients. But if we've got a team of people, it's like, you know, Mike's not here this week or for a week or two, it's all fine. They still get the result. So we want to get away from they want you and get into the results that you want. And if there were, I don't have any of these, but if there's clients who are like, no, I just like Mike. I heard him on the podcast and he's my hero and I just want to pay money to hang out with him. I think I'm charming. I ain't that charming. No one has really said that. And if they did, I'd go, well, that's not a service I offer, right? Like hanging out for money. Like, that's just not what I do. So Liz, believe it or not, 80% of it's in your mind. If you just say, here's what we're doing, here's how it is. And again, you do owe them good cleaners. So if you take you out and put in a bad cleaner, or cleaner that looks shady or doesn't know how to communicate or makes them uncomfortable or does a bad job, obviously that's the problem. So what'll happen is we don't know how to get a good cleaner in. And then we go, see, I knew it had to be me. And it kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, no, we have to have a system to get the right thing. We still have to get a system. Again, if I left my one-to-one and turned it over to incompetent people that weren't getting people results, my clients would freak the heck out. They freaked out a little. And then we're like, oh, these people are just as good or better than Mike was. And they lost interest in Mike completely because it was never about me. It was always about them and their results. All right, I think that was a good and proper rant. Hey, amazing people, you may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is, if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
It was a good rant, and if I was Liz... I would have a follow-up question.
Ooh.
So my follow-up question would be like, Mike, that is all well and good. Totally makes sense in my head.
I feel a big butt coming on.
But how do I approach my client? Like, it almost feels to me like I have to make another sale to my client. Like, I have to sell someone else now. Like, how would you frame that when you talk to your client one-on-one?
First of all, I just realized that's my favorite thing, Lindsay, when you come up, you're the advocate for the listener going, well, hold on, I got a big butt, let's go. So great job on that. Please keep up the advocacy for the clients that are screaming at their phone, like, we answer this part of it, you dummy. So thanks for doing that for Liz and Including Nation. Okay, so we get real hung up on the framework and what to say and how to say it. And I'm going to answer, but if you have a big butt, I can have a big butt too, sister. Sadly, I do have an actual literal big butt as well as my philosophical big butt. One of them I'm trying to get rid of. So 80% of it truly is the energy you bring to it. So if I give you the perfect script in words and you go in with this energy of, I'm sorry and I'm screwing you and I'm trying to take something from you and please don't catch me in my act of screwing you out of me cleaning, there's no framework or no script or no methodology is going to work. The energy is, hey, Lindsay, love that you are such a great client. And I got to be honest, I love hate coming here. I love seeing you. I love getting to hang out with you. I love providing that smile on your face when I leave. All that's great. But no offense, I can only clean one goddamn house at one goddamn time. And I didn't sign up for that. I signed for a business. So we're turning into a real big business, or not a big business, but a real business. We're going to have actual employees. They're going to be phenomenal. Obviously for the first couple of weeks, months, I'm going to like mother hen this thing. So I'll be in like, here, call me. Let me know if anything goes right. Let me know if it goes right. But you see how my energy is like, this is what time it is. So I'll make it even harder. Lindsay, who wouldn't say this, so I'm going to speak for her. Yeah, screw that, Mike. If you were not, and by the way, they're not going to be this harsh. So I'm being way harsher than a real client would be to answer that. So you can handle everything less harsh than this crazy woman I'm pretending Lindsay is. And she is crazy, by the way, but not mean crazy, just crazy, crazy. Yeah, like fun, cool, crazy, not psycho mean crazy.
100% crazy.
Yes, but in a pretty cool way. So say they go, got it. I don't care about you or your business. I want you. And if it's not you, you're fired. A, that's kind of a jerk person. I probably don't work with them anyway. So like, best of luck. B, okie dokie, Lindsay. So sorry, my job here isn't to clean your toilets. It's to get you to physically be here. As much as I love seeing you, it's to make sure you come home to a clean house and feel good when you come home. And your clean day is your favorite day because you're going to come home and everything's done. The house is going to feel great. If that's the result that you want, we are still a fit. If you just want me to personally do it so you can watch me or talk to me, or it's got to be me for some weird reason, that's just not a service we offer anymore. And if this is where we part friends, best of luck. So just, you can be very clear on, this is what we do. And this is, I know we did, but we don't anymore. And you can even, if you like them, if they're being a jerk, I'm just gonna let them go. But if they're nice about it, like, I love it and I want you the best for you, Lindsay, and I want you to go have a big business and live your dreams, but I'm really scared it's not going to be good. Go, you know, let's do it this way. Let's just do a test run. We'll do it for the next month. I'm still not going to come out and clean, but we'll do it for a month. And if you're not happy or it's not working, let's find you a better fit. The good thing is they don't get it. There's no slave labor in this country. Like, they can't be like, oh no, you're coming. Like, well, you can fire me, but then you still don't get me. That doesn't get what you want. It just gets a different person who's still a stranger. So again, same thing with our clients. I think they would have preferred the one-on-one before they went to group. And once they went to group, they're like, oh, this is much better. But it's like, well, I guess you could find some other stranger, or you could find a stranger that I've picked and vouch for and trained and make sure they're like, okay, well, if I'm going to go find a stranger anyway, why not pick, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason they would fire you is to really cut off their nose to spite their face, right? Just to teach you a lesson. And if that's really where they are, no offense, that's not a client for me. Like, really, you know, this is what's best, but you're so angry with me that I won't personally come clean for you that you'll take a chance with a stranger as opposed to someone I'm recommending. Like, what are we talking about? And if you want to get snarky, which sometimes I do, I just settle it with price. I totally get it, Lindsay. I would want me too. I'm the best. But here's the reality. There's just one of me, and there's an infinite amount of cleaners. So the $400 a month you're paying, that's now going to be for, you know, one of my team members. I do cleaning, but it's $500 an hour. So it would be $3,000 a month for me. Happy to do it. And they'll go, I'm not paying that. I wouldn't either, but that's my rate. So you can... And it doesn't have to be $500 an hour. Charge 200. Charge whatever you want to get where you're like, well, shit, for that all clean. Pardon my language. And for me, I don't think I would do it for any price. But you can use price to... And what will instantly happen, the person who's like, you don't understand, Lindsay. It has to be you. Non-negotiable. All of a sudden, you're like, great, pay for it. They're like, oh, no, I'll take someone else. Like, instantly, they're not so interested in you. So it's like, when it costs you something, they're not interested. It's fine. They have an infinite budget. When it costs them something, whoa, slow your roll here, Tiger. Like, that's, you know, that's money we're talking. Like, exactly. So when it's my time, we're pretty frisky. When it's your money, all of a sudden, we're very conservative. Keep that in mind.
That was so good. Thank you for the walkthrough. You just sold me. I mean,
all right, Lindsay's in. She's my new client. Unfortunately, I don't have a
client. Yeah, what do you charge?
At the moment in New Jersey. Yeah.
All right. We got time for one more, I believe. And this is from Angel's Cleaning Service, Facebook comment from last week. And Angel is working with property management companies, and he wants to know, or she, how do we get them to pay sooner than the usual net 30?
Great question. These are really good, by the way. And again, I don't how, so if the frame is what's holding me back from growing my cleaning company, certainly not your website. That's for goddamn sure. It definitely is you cleaning. If you were doing the cleaning, that's the number one thing holding you back. So if you're not cleaning, there's a different thing for you. But if you are doing some, or God forbid, most or all of the cleaning, the number one thing holding you back is getting out of cleaning. And that might have some sub things like, are you charging enough? Like, I'm not saying it's just that simple, but that is the number one thing. Getting someone to pay sooner or in front is a great idea. We coach it. We love it. It's a big deal. I wouldn't say it's what's holding you back from growing. I'd say it's more exposing you to a lot of risk, right? When you're starting to have receivables and you have to pay in advance for the work, you're going to pay your payroll no matter if this dirtbag pays. So it's, I just want to be clear. I wouldn't say it's holding you back from growing right now, probably, unless cash flow is your main constraint, which a lot of times that's a combination of profitability and when you're getting paid. So it's a big deal. Please don't hear me, Angel, saying it's not a big deal. Do hear me saying it's not the number one thing holding you back from growing. So just there's my comment on the question. Now we'll hit the answer. So it's a little tricky because you didn't tell me the service that you're providing. So if it's property management, are you doing move in, move out? Are you doing, like, I'm not exactly clear what the, you know, if we have a second question, Lindsay, just because it's really not property managers, a type of, do we have another a backup question?
Let me check here. Okay, Cove and Coast Cleaning.
Hold on, before we do that.
Yeah.
If you would respond to Angel in the Facebook group and just get clarity on, like, who is this move in, move out? Is it like common areas for the property manager? Is it new construction? Like, help me understand the type of cleaning, because some is harder than others to get paid in advance. So once I understand what exactly they're doing, then I can answer the question. So I'm not refusing the question because it's great. I'm just saying I need more detail. So you get me more detail, Angel/Lindsay. We'll answer it next week. And we'll hit, who did you say? Cove and Coast Cleaning this week?
Yes. Got a note on that. So what's holding Cove and Coast Cleaning back? They're striking about-
That's a really unfortunate name recently, because Cove and Coast sounds almost like COVID cleaning. So it's Cove and Coast, not COVID Coast, or anything like that. So just, yeah, that's just for everyone out there. Who the heck would name their company COVID? That doesn't seem right. Anyway, Cove, hard stop. And Coast Cleaning. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. There's nothing holding them back other than making sure they strike a balance between new hires and new clients and making sure they still make a new profit. So the situation they're running into is each new hire costs a lot in equipment and training. So I guess, in other words, what they're saying is it's kind of risky when they're hiring a lot because they have to invest in that. And they're also trying to get new clients. Does that make sense? It's kind of a weird question.
So Cove and Coast, we deal with that all the time. And it is, that's a great question. So you're making it a little more complex than I think it is. When you say things like each new hire costs a lot in equipment, it really shouldn't. I don't know what kind of equipment, I don't know what a lot would mean. And I don't know what equipment would mean, but unless you're doing floor work or carpets or something like that, where you need actual like floor scrubbers and like truck mounts and stuff like that, a vacuum, and again, you don't need a vacuum for every hire. You need a vacuum for, like, you're not really buying equipment for each person, right? Because sometimes they're replacing someone. The only time you need new equipment is if you're adding a large job, and that brings in money. So that should be handled by the job. You're not just hiring people, buying a bunch of equipment for them, just kind of sitting around. Generally, they already have, the equipment is tied to the job. The cleaning is not, the cleaner hiring is not tied to the job. So I just want to be clear. And then the training, you're doing it properly, it really shouldn't cost a ton of money, and you should build into your bids, assuming people are going to be training all the time. So that's a different problem. I'm going to separate out equipment and training is not a hiring expense that's included in your bids for cost of goods sold. So that's one. Number two, and this is the one that we hear more even, Ebony, than how do I build a website, or my or the belief or the question around my website being so important, is I can't hire more cleaners without getting more jobs, and I can't hire more jobs without getting more cleaners, and people will literally stay stuck there for decades, and it's so frustrating. The right answer is you do both all the time. So we get this weird belief that you can quote unquote overhire, or quote unquote have too many. Well, let's just say it that way. I can have too many applicants or too many leads. That's not the truth. There's no such thing. That would be like me going, again, I always use kind of dating because it's fun and everybody gets it, trying to get married, and I've just got too many dates. There's so many women that want to go on dates with me. I only want to go on one day tonight. I've only got 7 nights a week, and I've got like 20 women that want to date me tonight or this week. Come on, what are we talking about, right? Like, that's an insane, I have to lovingly, you know, respectfully, kindly tell some women, no, like, that's fine. That's much better than the problem that you're probably dealing with, is I have nobody wanting to date me. I've got 7 nights I'd like to go out and date this week. There's 0 to 1 check, right? And that one I'm not even super sure on. People come to us with that problem, like cleaners stink, there's not enough of them, they call in, they're working too much, they're complaining, they don't do a good job. And then we get a hiring funnel going and they have quote unquote too much and they complain. There's no such thing as too much. None. So the solution is to quote unquote have too many, and I'm doing the big air quotes like fake, not there's no such thing as too many. I got too much money. I don't know. Like, you know, the FDIC only insures 250,000. I've got to open like 9 different bank accounts, or I've got to put it in a, like, oh, poor you. Like, let's literally go, I've got too many qualified applicants. Like, what are we doing here? So the right answer is you want systems and processes bringing in the right amount or more than the right amount of applicants. And same thing goes with leads. Like, you think the nightclub owner, when they're like, oh, there's 500 people allowed in here, says the fire marshal, and we got 600 that want in, and there's 100 of them having to wait outside and make a line out the door. Do you think the club's like, oh no, what will people see when they see the line out my door? They're gonna be like, that place is hopping. It is. Oh, same with the client. Hey, Lindsay, I know that you want our services and we'd love to get you signed up. We just literally have so many people wanting in. We can only take 5 clients a month at this time. I've got a waiting list. And by the way, don't do that. We're going to raise prices and figure that crap out. So if you're the nightclub owner and your cover is $20 and you got 600 people that want in and you want 500, you only got 500, raise your cover to $30. Let's get 400 people in there and not worry about it. So all that to say, the right answer is that you said it perfectly, Cove and Coast, striking a balance between new hire and new clients. Do disassociate that forever in your mind. We have a client attraction system that always brings in more than enough prospective clients, and we have an employee attraction system that always brings in more than enough applicants, and that has nothing to do with anything else. Those things always run all the time. That's the business we're in. Third rant over. Put a racket. Put a pin in it, baby.
All right, Mike, that's it for this week then.
Cool. Really good questions. Guys, gals, if you want more help, if you are struggling, if you've got a question you're too embarrassed to ask on air, feel free to email me, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Join the Facebook group, 15,000 other members. Email support@growmycleaningcompany.com if you want to hang with Lindsay. Or just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Again, no big deal. You'll probably find us on Instagram and all those other places, but we do have a website. Not going to change our business. Feel free to check it out. growmycleaningcompany.com. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.